Welcome back to Mystery of Israel Radio. I'm your host, Tom Quinlan, and today we're going to open up with Psalm 110. Jesus quoted Psalm 110 in Matthew chapter 22 and verse 41. It says, "While the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them, 'What do you think of Messiah? Whose son is he?' And they said unto him, 'The son of David.'" And that's a correct answer. Of course, they're thinking of 2 Samuel chapter 7 and the passage where God made an amazing promise to David. I'm just going to read it very quickly. 2 Samuel chapter 7 and verse 10. It says, "Moreover, I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and I will plant them, that they may dwell in a place of their own and move no more. Neither shall the children of wickedness afflict them any more as before time." This is unfulfilled. "And as since the time I commanded judges to be over my people Israel," verse 11, "and have caused you to rest from all your enemies, also the Lord tells you that he will make you a house." David was planning on building a temple for the Lord, and the Lord is saying, he's going to build you a house. "And when your days be fulfilled, David, and you shall sleep with your fathers, I will set up your seed after you, which shall proceed out of your bowels, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he will be my son." Verse 16, "And your house and your kingdom shall be established forever before thee. Your throne shall be established forever." So the Pharisees answered correctly in verse 42. They said unto him, "The son of David." It's obvious that it's the son of David. "And he said unto them, how then does David in spirit call him Lord, saying, the Lord," capital L-O-R-D, he's quoting Psalm 110 here, "Jehovah said unto my Lord," David's Lord, "sit thou at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool." Verse 45, "If David then calling him Lord, how is he his son?" And no man was able to answer him a word. And from that day on, no one dared to ask him any more questions. So just back to Psalm 110. "The Lord, Jehovah, said unto my Lord, sit in a place of rest at my right hand until." Do you remember last week when we were reading in Romans 11:25 where it said, "Hardness has happened in part to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in"? Here's a gap. There's hardness has happened. Israel has rejected the Messiah until there's going to be an end to this hardening. Does it correspond to this until? And I'm suggesting that it does, and we're going to be making the case for that as we go on through the different sessions. "The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. The Lord will extend your mighty scepter from Zion. You will rule in the midst of your enemies. Your people will be willing in the day of your power." The fullness of the Gentiles, the willingness. We talked about the promises that God made to the church in Ephesians chapters 3 and 4. The fullness of the stature of Messiah being worked into his people, his church. Provoking them, back to Romans 11:11 through like 11:15. For the purpose of provoking them to jealousy. So this is another one of these great untils, and this is something that we can use in our conversation with the ancient people as we're trying to persuade them of what God has done in Christ, in Messiah. Look at verse 4 of Psalm 110. Jehovah, the Lord, Yahweh, has sworn. When God swears, it's a big deal. The Lord has sworn and he will not repent. He will not change his mind. You, David's Lord, you, Messiah, you, the one who's sitting at God's right hand on his throne, this king, this son of David who will rule forever, you are a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. So this eternal king who will sit on David's throne forever is also an eternal priest. David sees this by the Spirit, Jesus says. By the Spirit, David saw these things. Melchizedek was the king of Salem, it says in Genesis. He was a priest of the Most High God. And this Messiah is going to be a priest and a king forever. David puts the pieces together, and we are to put the pieces together. And we're to put them together also with this gap of time, this great until. Until your people shall be made willing. It's a twofold willingness that's happening here. The church is being brought to a willingness, a fullness, the fullness of the stature of Christ, of Messiah. And remember, Paul said that the Gentiles coming in first was for a purpose. It was to provoke them, those who were those natural branches who God was willing to break off for our sake, to provoke them to jealousy. Romans 8:34 says, Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. He's a high priest on his throne. He's interceding for us. He's not there to condemn us. He's there to save us from the claims that this world has on us, that Jesus might be seen in us, and that we might provoke his kinsmen according to the flesh to jealousy. Until next time, I'm Tom Quinlan, and this is Mystery of Israel Radio.